point of view.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
It's 9 o'clock and it's a Wednesday, so the Zwanas are here looking also healthy and happy and
hi guys. Oh, treats.
Yeah.
This one is for you, Pamela.
Let me see.
I was like, ay, pandaka kya mecha, man.
So this discussion today, so I don't know. Let's define. So the discussion today is two people, two broken people trying to make this thing work.
Yeah.
I want us to start by defining broken because I mean, who's not broken?
I thought you were going to take us there.
Who's not broken?
Hey, who's not broken? Eh?
You know, when Pimelo, the truth is we are all born into brokenness. It doesn't matter how loving your family is. It doesn't matter how supportive your parents are. It doesn't matter how present your parents are and how much they are doing their very best to make sure that you've got, you know, all the support you need. Mm. At some point, you are going to come face to face with brokenness, even from that family that looks
perfect.
So put together, right? Because life happens to all of us. And whenever life happens to us, then we come face to face with some level of brokenness. Mm. So I think when we start from that premise of understanding that all of us are born into brokenness, then you start recognizing that, yo, I guess one needs help, number one, to say, okay, brokenness cannot be the standard I am okay with, because it's not a standard that we must be okay with, yet, even though all of us are born into it.
That is one.
Brokenness for me, I think I like the way Makgauta is defining it. I will say it's the inability to respond to suffering. You know that it's a sign of brokenness, because the world we are living in is full of suffering, is full of pain, it's full of negativity, it's full of selfishness and evil. So once you don't know how to be resilient, and it takes a lot for one to develop resilience, and if you don't have that capacity and you want to relate, remember, relationships, you have to give of yourself. So if you can't face suffering, you are not going to be encouraged to offer yourself in to serve another in a relationship.
So is it about how much we are broken? If we all have the capacity or are born into brokenness.
Yes. I think that the degree of brokenness varies from one person to the other. Because here's the thing. Remember, we are all trying to get to a place of wholeness. And I believe it's not possible to totally live in wholeness while you are surrounded by so much brokenness. Because whenever I interact with you, Wenapimelo, your brokenness impacts me. Whenever you interact with me, my brokenness impacts you in one way or the other, right? And so once you understand that, you then realize that, okay, we are all striving to get to a place of tasting wholeness, not living in wholeness. Because if we say that we live in wholeness, we would be lying when we are surrounded by this degree of brokenness. And you know, let me just finish this. One of the things that I have noticed is just that little bit of wholeness in our lives makes all the difference. Mm. You don't so wholeness how to keep late wholeness or tasty yeah wholeness. It keeps you going as if you are eating or living in wholeness all the time.
Yeah, and I guess that's the reason why we want relationships so desperately.
Yes.
We want relationships because we want to cover this thing. We want to make ourselves whole, and we find other people who are broken. Mm. And there is a way out, but then people don't want to take it because it involves truth. Remember, as broken people, we have a need to be loved. At the same time, we have a need to cover our shame.
Yeah.
Because brokenness comes with shame.
Yeah.
So whenever we are trying to really
so exposed.
Yes. And that's why so many people have challenges in relationships. Mm. And relationships want you need that confidence and courage to look into your brokenness and find somebody who will cover. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins.
Multitude.
And so if we are able to do that and do that for each other, you know, I must cover her shame, she must cover my shame. And once we are in that, we become loyal to one another.
But don't we expose each other? Pela, if you do me wrong, and you and I have got some kind of a relationship, right? The next thing, I'm going to expose you. I'll be saying all kinds of things about you instead of me covering your shame. And that's what we do in relationships. Whenever we've got problems, whether I'm going to my side of the family or I'm going to his side of the family, whatever, when I get there, the first thing I do is to make sure they know how bad of a person he is, and how good of a person I am,
how much of a victim
I am, right? And how much of a villain he is, so that they can look at my story favorably. And half the time, we don't tell the full truth. We only tell one side of the coin. And whenever only one side of the coin is what we need to look at, that coin stops being worthy of something to buy with.
Have you ever
has value.
Have you ever asked yourself why people like alcohol or drugs?
Escape.
It's an escape, because there you are able to say things that you are ashamed of saying when you are sober. You are able to do even things that will override your brokenness and your shame. That is why the business of drugs and alcohol is so high, and people have made it to be an entertainment. But if you go deeper, you find that people are broken.
Hiding.
People are hiding behind these things. They are hiding behind illicit sexual experiences. All these things is trying to cover the brokenness. And I think, as I said last week, these things that we call soft skills, they are not soft skills.
They are the hardest.
Actually, they are hardest. Yeah. And once people master these things, you realize that the moment you deal with your brokenness, you don't even need money. Because money covers your shame.
Yeah.
I can wear all beautiful things, and so that people will just won't ask me questions, because they think I've got it together. Look at, for instance, when you look at the social media, when people are going through stuff in their relationships, you see they try to look proper. And you can tell that this person is broken. He's just covering this thing. But then...
But I think the problem about it is that we tend to be the only people, when we are in the deepest part of our brokenness, we tend to be the only people the depth of our own brokenness. Mm. So we are the only blind ones. Mm. Everybody else
can see.
Is feeling. Everybody else can see through us. Everybody else is actually feeling sorry for us. And they keep on cringing and like, Pimelo, no man. Did you really have to wear that short skirt? Like, we've never known you to wear such short things. But now all of a sudden, now that you have experienced another level of brokenness, you are now presenting yourself in a way that you have never presented yourself before, and so everybody else is like, no man, don't go there, don't,
and the wrong person now comes.
Yes,
what happens when, because sometimes we come into these relationships, and you spoke about alcohol and other things that sometimes open up the lid. What happens when these two people come into the relationship and something, maybe an incident, something happens that peels that bandage off? And opens up the wound and exposes the brokenness.
One of two things is going to happen. Either the person that you are now with would say, okay, let's take it easy. I'm going to go through this thing that you are going through with you. Or, bon, ke grand.
I didn't sign up for this.
Like, tuede, tuede mfana, you are too much. I'm not ready. You've got too much baggage. And now I was just here for fun. I didn't sign up for this, so I'm not ready. So in that moment, it's a decider. It tells you whether there's something worth working on or there's nothing at all. But the other thing is somebody else might stay because they love projects. So it's not... So it's a catch 22 situation. It's not all the time that the person that stays with you through your brokenness, they love you necessarily. It might be that once they are done with you as a project, they would then move on to another project, because remember, projects are very addictive.
And they are firm.
Firm
the one who's a project leader.
The project leader.
Because that's the only way that they thrive, right? That's the only thing.
And it comes out during conflict. I did this for you.
You are not grateful.
It comes out.
You get what I mean? And this is their story, because sometimes you know a person is addicted to projects by the things they say about their exes, right? Then you're like,
got you.
Hey.
But there's a way out, man. There's a way out to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why are you starting with the way out now?
No, okay. I don't want people to feel drained.
Oh, okay.
There is a way out. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
But there is a way out.
Before we get to the way out, one of the things that I've been, that I've observed, and I've just been observing as well recently, is that have you ever, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to, I'm trying to make a point. Please don't take this out of context. Have you ever had somebody that comes from a very small house, Kohabon? Right, saying, "Hi, Nebilani, I don't even want to stay in a big house. You know, I really don't like big houses." And you're like, "Isan, Gawuga, you don't like big houses." But the reality of the matter is, you can't say that when you have never experienced a big house for you to say you don't like a big house. You get what I mean? You must have experienced a big house first and then say, no, I know how it feels like to stay in a big house and ke grand diga big house. So that's that's another thing that we do in our state of brokenness. We think a whole relationship doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. So there's a story of a girl who is a brilliant sports lady.
Mm-hmm.
Ne? She's brilliant at netball. But apparently at school as well, she's a straight A student.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to this group of girls talking about this other one who's a straight A student. Mm-hmm. So the other one was saying, no, this girl is a straight A student. So this other one is struggling at school, mm-hmm. but she's a brilliant sports girl.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, no, it's not possible. Mm-hmm. A person cannot get those type of marks. And but this other one was like, no, it's possible. I know somebody who has done that. So it's possible. So most of us, because we have never seen brilliance.
Mm.
We've never experienced ourselves brilliance. Mm. We've never seen it in somebody close enough to us. We think brilliance does not exist.
Mm.
So it becomes it becomes an impossible idea to even dream of. And as a result, we start doing what that kid from a small house says, I don't like big houses. Big houses have got a lot of work. So we start criticizing this better option to the option that we currently have, even when we've never tasted it for ourselves. So these are some of the things that we are really grappling with in our own state of brokenness. And this is for all of us, hey? We always criticize a standard higher than the standard that we find ourselves in, right? You keep on saying, when you've struggled with weight all your life, you like, hi, naibile runa ko gae wa bona ga gona motho mo sesane ko gae ka o fela nje rena le mmeli wa bona kana ko you yearn, you feel gore the weight
that I just want to tell everyone that is on the left the building at that point. How about to receive re bua ka di weight?
You're like, I don't want to get into
like, I cannot comment and easy.
You get what I'm just giving different examples so that people can sort of say, wow, yo, that's me, hey. I've been saying rona ko gae re na le mmeli ka ofela, but knowing deep down I wish I was a smaller size. And that's a real wish for me. So eventually, over time, my brokenness just says, you know what, it's okay. Then you start believing so narratives the other broken people that are surrounding you, that says to you, don't dream further than.
So are you saying that's how we got to a place where people don't believe and trust that
they can be better?
They can have
good marriages. Yes.
Good fulfilling marriages.
Exactly. That's how we get to that point, because most of the people that are surrounding us are not helping us dream bigger than
everybody.
Yes, and then they say things like those, and you hear it from your aunt that you trusted, you hear it from your uncle, you see it from your mom, and you're like, how wa bo magauta ba gafa, and ba iketsa di better coffee. So we start negatively labeling people that have got those things that we've never experienced. That's the reason why we say everybody else that has got money either una le noha or corrupt and it's not always the case. Or claiming khuruna le nyalo le le monate umaka wa pretender. They are just doing it for radio. They're just doing it for but in actual fact, there are people that
who are
really just happy and content, and they've got, you know, the drama that they have is like, guys, you know.
Let's go to Tato. Tato is in Soweto. Tato, good evening. Hi, welcome to Point of View.
Good evening, Karasim. How are you?
Good. How are you,
Tato?
Kishap. Speaking of brokenness, I'm talking about maybe it was 2019. Ne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this 2019, I get a girlfriend, Kitumi, Udila Porky. And the relationship here is a Mahante. I was full of pregnant.
By you?
Then, in a relationship, Linda.
Okay.
And then there was a pregnancy test at Elurgen.
Okay.
And then she came to a pregnancy test. I told Elurgen, 1 month pregnant. Again? Are you listening to me?
I'm listening, Tato.
Tato, where?
As much as at 1 month pregnant, the relationship goes on and on and on until our seven months pregnant. The 8 months, which is the phone number and all. So, like, throughout the relationship, the 3rd month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm listening, Tato.
Okay, what we actually lost Tato.
Okay,
I'm not sure what happened there. We lost Tato, so let's try and get him back. You know, Tato, does Tato not sound familiar?
I'm not sure.
I get it. Tato is just. We're gonna get him back now.
Okay.
Does Tato not sound familiar?
Wanderers. I heard the name and then
But let's not get derailed. Maybe Tato is a different Tato. There are many Tatos in South Africa, guys.
I've got an ear for these things.
Okay.
Mar, we are going to ask him. We're not going to suspect.
No, I remember. So let's get him.
I think it had to wonder us.
Okay. Let's get all the facts because.
Ready. Helmet. Kenyadi jacket. Safety belt. Safety belt.
All right.
I told from Wanderers because even the way he was like, are you listening to me? Yeah, it's him.
Lucile was not
telling.
Okay, Tato is back.
Yes,
Tato.
Yes,
Tato. We missed you. Hello, Tato.
Hey, good day, guys.
Hey, no. Okay.
Sorry, I got a little network error, man.
Oh okay. No,
that's fine.
Tato,
we're listening.
But go ahead.
Going forward, then I've been communicating with a friend. The chomin the importer no muto nabuelwe now musende to chele te so and so, which was a lie.
Okay.
Which was a lie. And nabu muto 8 months pregnant. I'm worried. Because kimuto akanali and we've been sleeping together from day one, early pregnant. But halukanya. And then kunalita kwe na kimuto looking to the kamuto tela story saka. Ever mona kitole professional in Kawanyo na like from work, Sara, kiki cancer lanyana and everything. But I didn't do that. Na I heard her ki decided like give you one Kadula, Busihu, I wrote a letter. Tingwala Mama Hai. And there was a friend of mine in Nadula, it was in Nadula Mohofili and Akako Vetport camp. Kayakoe Nachumia Kakarko Ponka Perioko Vetport Estate. There was a sea letter. So Nevasa Alawi, but to was a dealing go. Kabuto security one karamuto, kuposka msat satuti wanana, evari e some tools. Kar kuposka mufaleta e kupawisa mama hai. What has gone?
Okay, Tato, go ahead. Tato. Yeah. Okay, Tato's line.
Yeah, he seems to be having challenges.
Tato. Tato. All right.
Okay, we seem to have
Let's
him.
Pause, Tato, because we can't say anything until the story is complete. Mandla, thanks for calling and thanks for your patience. Hi.
Good evening, Pimelo, and good evening to the panelists.
Hi, Mandla.
Good evening.
Yes. What I would like to find out, the story on my side is that I know for a fact that I'm a broken and then from my background, where I was born, how I was raised, and then I got married and I got divorced.
Yeah. Mm.
So the person I remarried, the person that I married now is actually somebody that who knows me, who knows how much the first marriage broke me. Mm. I'll use the word loosely, that she comes from a very poor background. Mm. She, even at school, they knew her that, she's got nothing. Mm. So, luckily, I had an opportunity to work where I was earning, I'd say, in reasonably enough to buy a big house for her and she can afford now a lot of things to such an extent that she can really, really dress up, let me put it that way, and she can buy whatever makeup she wants to buy. She really can look good, and she drives a beautiful car, if I have to say so myself. So my question is, but then the behavior just changes. One of the things that a friend of mine said when we were talking, he said to me, sometimes we self-diagnose people that our partners, and then we try to treat that symptom. So, that luckily today, as I'm calling now, I'm hoping that you would actually help me to clear my mind. Where is it possible that gets who moves from such a broken background into I would say a good life can have that disbelief of where they are in such a way that they are self-sabotaging now. You can see, you feel like what they are trying to do or the things that they are doing, they are on the verge of losing everything for nothing, if I may put it that way. And you don't understand why somebody could actually go to that extent of doing that.
When Mandla,
deep one.
Here's the thing, ne? All of us who, all of us that are coming from a place of brokenness, have got a tendency of not being comfortable in tasting wholeness. Right? But when I, as the husband, is Mandla still there?
Yeah, he is.
As the husband, Mandla, you have no right to diagnose your wife, because that is going to lead you guys into even deeper problems. The best thing that you can ever do for you and your wife is to go and seek counseling, because it seems as if you guys can afford it. Please seek counsel, because when you say to your wife, wena, you are self-sabotaging, bona, you are about to lose everything for nothing, she'll kill you. I'd kill you if I were her, right? Because nobody wants to be diagnosed by their partner, because when you guys got into this relationship, you didn't sign a contract there where now you are going to be her psychologist or you are going to be her therapist. So the best thing is to, for the both of you, because right now you are only telling us what she is doing. You are not telling us what your contribution to what she is doing is, which is okay. I understand we do that, all of us do that. It will only be counseling that would dig deeper into the story that you are telling. And she could really be self-sabotaging. She could be struggling with understanding money. I don't know how long has she been in a state where she now has money. Right?
So
because
let's
all
just,
of us...
Let's
yes.
just pause yes. for a minute and bring back Mandla, because Mandla actually, his line dropped, and we
okay.
understand this load shedding thing.
I'm actually here.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he missed where you were speaking about counseling.
Yes.
Just repeat.
Oh, okay. I was saying, when I Mandla, it's going to be very critical that the both of you go and seek counseling. Right? Because number one, it's very dangerous for a partner to diagnose another.
Yeah.
It's a recipe for disaster. That's one. I understand that he missed that part. And then, Wamzani wanted to say something.
I just wanted to add, when Mandla and anyone else who is listening, sometimes when people who are broken, right, the success, the physical success or material success, does not fix the brokenness.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The brokenness is at a different level. It is an issue.
It shows it more.
Yeah, it's an issue.
It shows it more as well.
Yes. So I don't want you to be lost and think that that success will heal the brokenness.
It doesn't.
Probably she is successful, but now she's not enjoying the success because the brokenness has not been dealt with.
Yes.
That is why Makhauda is saying, seek counsel, get people who will assist you and ask the right questions and give you the right kind of support for you to get out of the brokenness.
And so that she doesn't lose everything that she has, mm-hmm. as you have put it, for nothing. Mm-hmm. Go and seek counseling. Pay for a very good counselor to help you through that process, because when she loses everything she has for nothing, you two are going to lose because you are one with her. Mm. So help her through. And remember, Wena Mandla, money is such a strong spirit and a strong godinyana, you know, and it has got a way of exposing things about us that we did not know existed. I don't think she knew ukuthi mhlazana anemali uzobehave the way I behave ngakhona. You understand? So be her husband, cover her sinfulness, cover her weaknesses, and talk to her nicely ukuthi yazini sithandwa. This is not the person I've always known you to be. Let's go seek counsel, because now we are at a different stage in our life that demands that we have more capacity to deal with where we are at. Because as things are right now, we don't seem to be doing very well. Mm. And we will lose what we have.
Okay.
Not you will lose what you have.
We
will lose what we have. Because I want to believe that you treasure what you guys have.
All right. Let me go back to Thato. Let's go back to Thato. Thato, thanks again.
Then I wrote a letter. As much as I wrote a letter, okay, see, I got security, can get the number of security, come on phone, and the security the next day, come motor room, or Arieski, mobile. And then there was no reply for about 3 days. Ever since I've been waiting and waiting,
Since 2019, Unzuyemi, or something else happened?
You know, I don't want to follow too much. None of that closure, because the more the thing was in, the more the lure. If it takes a rather blood test, then I don't mind to pay. Just so make it a whole lot of
closure. So, this letter was to ask Mewahai what? What were you asking?
Nekibata go tseba gore ke papa ngwana or not. Because changed the phone number. I could not get reach of her. That's what makes no home toll. And in 2 and the AMT broken is because of how can she sleep with me for the whole 8 months? I'm pregnant, and then I've been the one only looking. I have to buy this, then I'm going to support this pregnancy throughout the whole 3 months.
So, by the way,
I have to buy this pregnancy throughout the whole pregnancy.
So, by the way, just remind us, Thato, especially for those who are not listening, how did you get to the conclusion that she was pregnant, Gonji? Thato. Hi, Thato, guys.
Yeah, no.
Do you guys remember the story?
Yes.
Okay. So how did he get to the point where he discovered Khori, this lady came pregnant?
You know, one of the things, when I'm listening to the stories at Thato, is that Thato comes across as somebody that loves being the victim of circumstances so much that even when he sees where things are at, he wants to insist on something that is not the reality of things, and he keeps on hating himself, because the way he was telling the story from the get-go is like Tato was away from the get-go. Hore, lady is pregnant, unless if I am wrong.
No, are pausing. Let's pause because we need to take a quick break. Tato, just
hello.
Emma Khanyani. Let's take a quick break. I'll be back with you because I need to pay the bills. Okay, let's do that.
Let me just ask a few questions.
Yes.
Tato, are you saying to us, Hore, you were not aware at any point of the pregnancy that she was not pregnant by you? Honestly, I need an honest answer.
No, I don't want to lie to you. I was not aware because Mutoni is standard and I'm aware. We never recorded things. And each and every off, not only me, but one day off. And then, you know, Nana Kuilur can just stand there and Nana Kuilur.
So you believed Horu, you are the father of the child?
I believed that I'm the father of the child.
Until?
I believed, and I hold on to Munetka, because Mutul make stand there and Nana Kuilur.
I hear that, but I'm saying, Horu, at what point did your belief become tested? Yahuru, you are the father of the child.
The first time she found out Horu pregnant,
which was early.
In the regular pregnancy test.
But which was very early in the relationship, right?
After a pregnancy test, what happened? Was the relationship still there?
Okay, can we move on to somebody else? Here's the thing. You know, the only way, guys, that we deal with brokenness is by being very comfortable with the truth. And usually, people that believe are more victims than what they truly are don't get assisted out of their brokenness.
Oh.
And that's a big challenge.
But we must make him see that.
Okay.
Tato.
Yeah.
I'm going to... I don't know what's happening to your line. Can I just ask?
I get it.
I
understand what I went through.
What did you go through?
Not taking it as a joke, just because of...
No, Tato, as a joke. That unalimus chumia kake.
I saw it by the time.
Yeah, so ujela chumia kake.
But this is typical. Wow. This is typical brokenness, guys. Wabona Tato is displaying typical brokenness, right? Tato keeps hoping for something better.
Yeah.
But his actions are getting him deeper and deeper and deeper, because di chomise di atswana.
My goodness.
Wanderasi, le 2019, they sell the same WhatsApp group, right? And the nature of challenges is just going to vary a little bit. but he is going to go around the same circles. Because here's the problem of brokenness. Ne? How kopana le motho a tswa mo relationship e putang o bo re wena you are going to be the savior. Ne? Instead of leaving this guy to deal with his own issues,
I don't know anymore.
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
And it will always end up in a mess.
Yeah. Arenko Sbu. Sbu is Sbu, hi, welcome.
Hi, Pimelo.
Yes.
Mahauta. Kupalim pili matatu tatu kichakalaga. Tato upusa trolleri carrot li baked beans.
Hey. Sbu, warina.
Kikupalim pleling to between Wondrous for last week. The 2019 came out wapi.
2019
wapi.
And then Wondrous abazama. Wondrous abazama kutusa Tato out of the heat year 2019. And then Wondrous abamshapaka Wondrous. So
you. But Wondrous yena ufikile are. Uto chusa, and then if you tato unga manala, this is Kenya ko Wondrous amu pork. So tato ano ubata kutela ko 2019.
No, tato is back.
Broken
from 2019, but he's back with Wondrous.
So unar wai ay naka Wondrous. Wondrous am ema pilka wa shimiu kiat.
But can I say something though? Wabona Tato ne. We are all Tato in one way. Wabona ha re ka tsa mafela ka ofela ra lo dula ko di bathroom ko di toilet ra dula mo di toilet sitting ne. We will see how we have been Tato at some point in our lives. Right, where we go through so much brokenness that we make long-term mistakes. Decisions based on a potentially short-term pain. Wang understand? Rekamu tsega thato. No, wana ke itse gore wang kutlwa. And e batla re lo dula go di toilet sitting fela and just be honest because wa bona ha o le go toilet o na le go fetwa ke moment nyana ya honesty because when we are anywhere else we take pictures for Instagram and we lie. Right? So it's a toilet seat moment for all of us to say we have all been thato at some point. I know I've been thato at some point in my life.
Right.
Justice and Alex, hi.
Hey, Pamela, how are you?
I'm well, how are you, Justice?
It hurts. What Tato is going through is really, really painful.
Of course.
No man or woman would want to find himself or herself in a situation like that. But truth of the matter is, I think you guys should take people on a journey of a thorough and honest finding a proper retrospection and telling questions that one needs to ask himself for us to can be able to deal with this brokenness. As Mahauta put it, every one of us has been in a situation yatato or even worse than that. But the harsh the truth is it's only and establishing your weaknesses that even a therapy, if you can't pinpoint that, even a therapy is just a waste of time. You need to do a proper retrospection with a heart a solution to find to solve your problem because what Tato is going through now, Tato is just trying to get a short term remedy to the situation where he's just adding to his brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that you need to also understand is that you're not getting into a relationship to make a somebody else's project your project. You mm-hmm. are God's project. The person you're meeting with is also God's project. So who are you to think that you can make another human being a project?
Mm-hmm.
Yours is there to build and thrive for that which is good and that which would bring comfort and joy to both parties.
Yeah. Thank you, Justice. So, guys, this is one of the things that I appreciate. So Tato wants help.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's been persistent the entire show, right? Yeah. So he's back again.
We can work on that.
No, and I think I appreciate the fact that Tato. Okay.
And then
I think it's not him. I think it's the line.
Yeah.
Winnie, thanks for calling. Hi.
I'm Spimel. Now it's again, I'm so sure Bishop got Tato. Why won't? Because you've been saying, get Tato, I wonder us. But his voice this tonight is totally different. He's more calm, you know, and he's explaining 2019. Why won't? So, it can be, you know, but and he needs help. We are a Tato in a way, you know.
He needs help, and I think it's only fair that we give him a chance to get help. He's just struggling.
Absolutely.
But thank you, Winnie, thank you. Spiwe, hi.
Hey, hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Spiwe? Yeah,
that's one.
Hey, Tato.
I'm not going to be part. Tato, nearly another last week, maybe should be get hard. So I want to say because we're now with the better guys. So now, 2019,
But we need to rescue him, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to get my dad. Nobody will.
Yeah, but guys, the reality of this whole situation is
so,
that.
Tato.
Hello.
Tato, man, Oscar, Lata,
this is not a laughing matter.
This
is a very serious matter. How can you sleep with a person for the whole of 8 months, knowing very well for us one high?
Tato, you must follow the steps.
Let's follow the steps.
Tato.
Because you have to comment about what I say. I think Mutu won't be the one to Mutu Wako Alex. Can I Mutu not one day to walk on a chair up? What went through the net? Baba Maseha, Baba Bakarkituk. It will come back to him. What comes around to
me?
Tato. Slow down. Slow down.
He advised from much more before. Mutu from Pusan.
I grew up advising. Emma Pili Nagoya Fela. Tato, hi man, Tato.
This is not good. That's why I forget about you. I forget KFM because Gatesco KFM doesn't use.
If you truly can I just say this? If you truly want to deal with the paternity issue, you can go to court and demand that she be brought in. And then with the paternity test, because you are saying gore o belaela gore o na le ngwana, and if o belaela gore o na le ngwana, that is your right. Because there's a very simple way of doing this. You can make sure gore she gets summons, tsa gore a dumele gore le tse paternity test so that you check for yourself.
That's the first thing.
That's the first thing. Because it's important that you find the closure that you are looking for. But if you are not going to do that, when at Tato,
it means how about a solution.
Yeah, no solution.
Okay, in case. Once you wait to that part. Once you've done that, then only then can we get into the next step, because the results that you are going to get are going to determine whether the pain you are feeling, the disappointment you are feeling, the brokenness you are feeling is legitimate. Mm.
Right.
Then we will move to the next step, right? So and we can't move to the next step unless you have done this first step. So go and do that. Once that is settled, potentially in one of the shows, you will find an opportunity for you to call back, and then we will deal with whatever has those first results, though.
All right.
Thank you. Our excuse it, then things went back. So what if he does this, the same thing again? So every time, utaboya of explanation, it goes away to Ramotaka, Kemotaramo, and then things will go back to normal. So it doesn't work like that.
But I think one of the things that we forget, you know, when it is somebody's story, right?
Mm.
We tend to think other people's stories are worse than
ours.
Our story. Mm. But I want to reiterate, we are all tato, or we have all been tato at some point in our lives because of brokenness. Because when you are broken, guys, the minute you get out of brokenness, pala brokenness is like intoxication.
Mm.
Ha bojalo bo le bofukotsega level ya botagwa bo le bofukotsega the following day you look back and you are like, but was I that drunk in brokenness that I stooped that low in my life? So I don't want us to, yes, there's a little bit of humor in Tato's story, but we are not laughing at Tato. We are laughing at our own foolish mistake that we have done in our moment of brokenness. And some of the solutions that we are coming with are not solutions. Up until Tato sits down and say, I want different. Mm. Until Tato wants different, Tato will continue attracting
the same.
2019, he will continue attracting wanderers. He'll keep going around the same cycles. Wanderers disappears. Wanderers come back. They kiss and make up. It will continue to be the same thing. So Tato has to get to a point, and all of us, both Tato, who are still there at the Tato stage, must get to a point where they say, you know what? I kiss Oka Kadula ko big house soon, and maybe it's about time I stop saying nah, I give out the big house because ke goletse ko thurumu. Right? Let me go find out go jwang go phila ko big house, and what does it take for me to finally have a big house? A big house being a whole relationship.
Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.